In 2012, California made history when it became the first U.S. state to declare that clean drinking water is a human right. But 5 years later, nearly 300 communities still can't drink their water, according to new state data, many of which are in the San Joaquin Valley. Today, we debut a series about drinking water in which we explore where these communities are and why it's so difficult to get clean water. FM 89's Ezra David Romero and Carrie Klein start off in rural Fresno County, north of Lemoore.
Angel Hernandez moved to the 600-person community of Lanier in the late 80s. He soon realized something was wrong with the water.
When you would turn on your faucet, the water would come out in a yellow color and had it like a sulfur, and it'd make you cough.
Now he says the discoloration has gone away, but there's still a major problem.
You can see it's clear. You can't tell. The arsenic is in it that we can't see.
Arsenic is a chemical element that occurs naturally in the ground, and it can leach into the water supply. In high enough doses, it can lead to vomiting, diarrhea, and long-term health impacts like heart disease, neurological problems, and cancer.
Lanier has dealt with arsenic contamination for decades. After a persistent community outcry, they eventually got federal money for what they thought would be a solution. It sits right in the middle of town. Lanier resident Isabel Solorio points it out.
Here is the project when they made to water treatment plant.
They built an arsenic treatment plant. But here's the thing. For the past 10 years, it sat lifeless. The $1.3 million facility only ran for 6 months. It was too expensive to operate, and the town quickly racked up debt. Veronica Garibay is a co-director of the Fresno-based nonprofit Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability. She says the community still owes around $30,000.
They also now have to pay off a debt of an arsenic treatment plant that sits in their community and is a symbolic reminder of we could have had clean water, but we can't afford it.
Now Lanier's moved on to another solution. We'll have more on that later.
Lanier is not the only California community struggling for clean water. There are around 290 others dealing with problems like arsenic, nitrates, and uranium. Around 400,000 Californians are impacted, and more than half of those live here in the San Joaquin Valley. In Kings County, for example, 40% of residents have unsafe drinking water. That's almost half its population.
These numbers come from a new website the State Water Board launched earlier this year. It's called the Human Right to Water Portal. There you can find data about every public water system in the state and all violations from the last 5 years. Wendy Kilu is an environmental scientist with the Water Board.
This portal was produced to provide another level of transparency when it comes to letting the public know what's in their drinking water.
The data doesn't include contaminants like 123-TCP, a carcinogen that's really common in drinking water. When the state begins regulating that chemical later this year, the number of impacted residents throughout California could skyrocket.
To get some context, we turn to the Community Water Center in Visalia, where just inside the front door, there's a table covered with water bottles of different colors.
So here we have a variety of tap waters from different communities in the Central Valley.
Susana DeAnda is the co-founder and co-director of the advocacy group, which works to help Californians gain access to safe and affordable drinking water. She says 400,000 people, that's too many.
That's a big number, and we're talking about people's lives and students and parents and families. It should be that all Californians can thrive and drink tap water without the fear of becoming sick.
She says the fact that so many Valley communities have dirty water follows an all too common trend.
There's plenty of studies that can show if you're low income and a person of color, as I am, you're going to have higher chances of having polluted water. That is not okay.
Jay Lund is the director of the Center for Watershed Sciences at UC Davis. He helps explain this trend.
Any place in the world, no matter how developed you are, it's usually the small systems that have the biggest problems. The economics means that they don't have much economies of scale, so that it's pretty expensive to do anything.
400,000 residents amounts to about 1% of the state. And Lund says that's just about what he'd expect. Any lower, and he'd be suspicious that water agencies weren't doing their jobs.
If compliance was 100% and there were no systems out of compliance, that would cause me to worry that people weren't actually looking at it.
Still, in places like Lanier that are in that 1%, the problem may seem insurmountable. It's taken nearly a decade to regain the momentum after their treatment plant failed. Isabel Solorio shows me two wells the state's begun digging.
This is a part of a new well. They need to finish the project.
They've just dug it right now.
Just dug it only.
They hope by digging wells in different places, they'll find water free of arsenic and that it'll be cheaper than getting the treatment plant running.
But after decades of disappointment, the community is skeptical the solution will work. Angel Hernandez says this new phase has already been going on for 2 years.
They tell us they're supposed to be starting in 2017. They're going to start doing one thing or another thing. So we're there now.
So why is it so hard to solve this problem?
And whose responsibility is it to provide clean water? We'll answer those questions and visit other communities in later stories.
With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Ezra David Romero.
And I'm Carrie Klein.